My name's Natalie Halleck. I'm the System of Care Program Manager at the Cochrane District Services Board.
My name is Kaylee Morissette, and I've been contracted by the Cochrane District Services Board to act as a project manager for the Everyone Counts Point in Time survey.
Okay. Is it accurate to call this a census of homeless people? Kaylee?
It's not inaccurate. I think the challenge of my ability to accept the word census is that it sounds like it's a requirement. Like our nationally coordinated census is a requirement. If you don't fill out the survey, you can be reprimanded. Whereas our survey is voluntary and you do not need to fill it out.
Okay, so it's voluntary. How is this going to work, Natalie?
So we are engaging with participants to complete the survey. Should at any point the participant decide to not complete it or end the survey, that is okay. Participants are also provided with a small honorarium for the participation.
So you're going to go out and find homeless people? Where? On the streets, in shelters, or where? How?
So the October 10th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and October 11th from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. we have outreach teams who will be going out into the communities across the district to count the number of individuals who are experiencing homelessness. Outside of that, we have a 30-day period where we are completing surveys with people experiencing homelessness. So we're asking partner organizations to complete surveys with their own clients as well. We will have booths out in the community and little magnet events to engage those participants who may be experiencing homelessness in completing the survey.
How complete do you think it will be once you're done? Kaylee, maybe that's a question for you.
Sure, that's a great question. So when we talk about point in time counts, we always make sure to say that it is a snapshot of the homeless situation at a given time in a given area. So we know, for instance, in the Cochrane District, we will have a more thorough picture of homelessness than perhaps in the more rural parts of the district where it's harder to get outreach folks out into, nature trails, forests, and looking for people that we know might be living rough out there. There are certain encampments in the district where workers already know people are and will be able to count them. But however, people who are more hidden, either outside or underhoused, perhaps they're living in crowded housing situations or they're hiding in sheds or stuff like this, we won't necessarily be able to capture people who don't identify as homeless and don't come forward at one of our magnet events. So, yeah, all of that to say it's really just a snapshot of what's going on and it's not necessarily a fulsome data set.
What do you do with the data once you've collected it and you're satisfied you've collected as much as you can?
Sure. So we submit the data to the federal government and they complete a national report. So we are participating in the Everyone Counts Point in Time Count as a nationally coordinated effort across the country. All communities who re receive Reaching Home funding are participating in the Everyone Counts Point in Time Count. We submit our data to the federal government. They complete a national picture of homelessness, and then they use that information to inform national strategies and policies that end homelessness. So that Reaching Home program, is a funding pocket that municipalities or service managers or nonprofits can apply to. And the framework for that funding provides an opportunity for communities to end homelessness. So right now, Reaching Home works by funding service managers who are interested in implementing a coordinated access or a coordinated entry program, which is something the Cochrane District has done or is doing. And then at the local level, we use that information. We create a local report And then we use the information to inform our national, or sorry, our local policies. So we do have a prioritization policy for our coordinated access program, and Natalie and her team will work with community partners to evaluate point-in-time data to make sure that the prioritization policy is aligning with what the community actually needs.
So Natalie,
et cetera.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Does that mean looking at housing alternatives, or what kind of services or things will you look at from that point? Did that make sense?
So I think that Natalie doesn't run the housing department at CDSB, so that question when it comes to actually investing in brick and mortar would be better served in a different business unit here.
Okay.
However, for our purposes, like, Natalie will use that information with the community advisory board to inform policies that we use on the social side of things to end homelessness, not on the housing side of things necessarily. Although we do try to put people into housing, we don't have the capacity in this department. Natalie doesn't have the capacity to build housing.